It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life, brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray, gives you the fastest decongestant relief possible.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Did you open some windows upstairs, Aunt Maggie?
Yes, I certainly did.
Well, I've got all the doors open down here. For goodness sake, put on a coat, dear.
Yes, I guess I'd better. Ma, I wonder what that smell could be. It's terrible.
It's terrible. Well, Bob just drove in. I haven't even started dinner.
The smell in the house is enough to take your appetite away.
I know. Bob's going to walk in and yell at me and ask why we have all the doors open.
Oh, did you turn down the thermostat?
Oh, no. Thanks for reminding me.
Why have you got all the doors open?
See? I'm airing the house out, dear. Honey, leave the back door open.
Leave it open?
Yes,
but
dear,
you're letting all the warm air out.
I'm trying to let the smell out.
What smell?
Well, that's what we don't know. Remember I said to you the other day I thought I smelled something funny?
The other day?
You better leave your coat on, dear. We have to air this house out. Now, where'd Aunt Maggie go?
I was just opening a window in the living room.
Oh, all right,
Did
dear.
You turn the thermostat down?
Yes. Oh, yes.
You know, now that you mention it, I came downstairs this morning, and I remember now thinking something smelled funny.
Yeah, it's awful. Seems to have gotten worse all day.
Well, I think you've probably got a dead mouse in one of the walls. And if so, there's not much you can do about it.
Well, it seems to be worse in the front hall here
and
the dining room.
Oh, it's upstairs,
too. Is it? Not as bad.
Well, we can't sit around all evening in a freezing cold house.
No, but I thought if we aired it out a little, you know.
Let's close the doors and see if we can't track it down.
Well,
I'll go around and close the windows then.
You remember that time I took some hamburger out of the freezer and said on top of the freezer and then forgot about it?
Oh, boy, yes. Uh-oh.
What happened?
Oh, well, nothing except that for several days we were frantically trying to figure out this terrible smell. Where
rotten meat.
Oh. Yeah, where it was coming from, it was just awful. Now, this smells something like it, don't you think?
There's no food in the dining room, is there?
No, I looked through the buffet. All the drawers. Nothing.
Seems
nothing
worse in the dining room.
No, I don't think so. I think the smell is worse in the front hall.
Well, maybe there's something in the wall between the two
rooms.
That's
what I said. A mouse. Dead mouse.
That's pretty strong for just a mouse.
You think something could have gotten in the attic and crawled into the wall?
We had a raccoon in the attic one year.
Yeah, but I haven't seen any signs in the attic of any animal. We certainly haven't heard anything. And the year we had the raccoon, we certainly heard him. Remember, he ran all over knocking things down up there in the attic.
Oh, I didn't go close the windows.
Oh, just close the living room one, Aunt Maggie. I'll go upstairs and close the others.
I'll go check the attic. Have you heard any sound in the wall?
No, not a thing. Well, whatever it is, it's obviously dead by now. Maybe it's a squirrel. You know, we've had squirrels in the attic, too.
Do you think anything was spilled on the rug?
Oh, honey, what could have been spilled that would smell like this?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of things. The dog was sick the other night, right on the rug here in the hall.
Well, I cleaned that all up with vinegar and ammonia. No, that's not it. Couldn't be.
Seems worse over here. Come here. Now, sniff.
No, I don't think it's any worse. The whole front hall just can't be our imagination. Evie was over today, and she noticed it, and she said something. The mailman didn't say anything, but I noticed that he sniffed, too. He was taking...
Well, you better get some room deodorant.
Oh, I've sprayed spring flowers or whatever it is all over the place. Doesn't do one bit of good. In fact, with the two mixed together, it's even worse. Well, I better start dinner, I guess.
Forget about dinner for the moment. It sort of takes my appetite away.
That's what Aunt Maggie says. Oh, hello, Debbie.
Hi.
Must you always slam the door, honey?
Oh, what's the matter? Where are you going?
We're not going
anywhere. I just got home.
Do you notice anything, Debbie?
Yeah, I noticed you both got your coats on. That's why I...
No. I mean, do you notice anything else?
Yeah, something smells terrible. I told you that this morning, only it's much worse now.
Yeah,
what is it?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. Hang your coat in the closet, please.
Well, I got all the windows closed.
Oh,
hello,
good.
Debbie.
Hi, Aunt Maggie. I think it's coming from the closet here.
No, we think it's something in the wall. Probably a mouse.
Well, come here and smell in the closet. The minute I open the door, you...
Oh, I think Debbie's right. It's worse in the closet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anybody
Terrible.
Leave a sandwich in a coat pocket or something?
Who goes around with sandwiches in his coat pocket?
Well, Debbie takes sandwiches to school sometimes.
I don't carry them in my coat pocket, Daddy. I always put my sandwiches in my shoulder bag.
Well, I must say, whatever it does seem to be coming from this coat closet, it's a terrible mess. Everyone just throws things in. Overshoes, snowsuits, sweaters, ice skates, mittens. Never can find a thing.
Maybe we better clean it out tomorrow.
I think I'm going to clean it out right now.
Well, the house is cold. I'll go turn the thermostat up and build a fire in the den, huh?
Well, I'll go start dinner. Are we having the rest of the beef casserole?
Yes, Aunt Maggie. Just warm it up. Debbie, you help me take everything out of this closet. Oh, my heavens, whatever it is. Well, it's definitely something in here.
Maybe a mouse crawled in an overshoe and couldn't get out and just died.
Oh, don't say that, Aunt Maggie. I love mice. Oh.
Debbie, don't just stand there. Start hauling the coats out, dear. And the overshoes.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Bah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm gonna get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, ban roll-on antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that ban roll-on antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of ban roll-on, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban roll-on antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Can somebody get the phone?
Yes. I'll get it as soon as I set this firewood down.
Is anybody getting the phone?
I'm on my hands and knees in the coat closet. It seems to me somebody could.
Is that for me, Mother?
I don't know. Nobody's answering it.
I'm answering it. I had a load of wood I was carrying. Hello? Oh, hello, Edie. Just a second. It's for you, Edie.
No, I'll call her back, dear. I'm dragging things out of the closet here. There's your brown scarf you couldn't find. On the floor with the boots and the overshoes.
Edie, she'll call you back. We're trying to track down the smell in this front hall, and it seems to be coming from the coat closet.
Here are the two small buffet tables we couldn't find. Here's the ice scraper for your windshield. And your windbreaker's fallen down. It's over some... Oh! Ooh, here it is.
Evie, hold on. She's found it.
Ooh.
Well, I don't know.
Here, take
hold
it
on.
Out. It's a box or something. Ooh.
Did you find out what it is?
Yes, right here.
Ooh. What
terrible?
Is it?
I don't know. It's not open. It's a box or something. Oh. What does it say? Seafood Center.
Seafood Center? That's the salmon.
What do you mean? What salmon?
What's it doing in the back of the coat closet?
You said it didn't arrive.
I don't know anything about it.
What salmon?
Bob sent away for one of those smoked salmon who's supposed to be here for the Christmas party we had for you.
I kept saying to you, hasn't the salmon come? And you kept saying, no.
I didn't even see it, dear.
I wrote the company and bawled them out.
Well, now, don't blame me. I never saw this before.
It must have been delivered. Obviously, it's here.
Well, I did not answer the door when it was delivered, Aunt Maggie?
No, I never saw that box before.
Well,
what's the matter?
No, it's the salmon Daddy ordered for the party. And he was furious when it hadn't come. Now, did you answer the door when this was delivered?
No, I never saw it before.
Whew, isn't that terrible?
Take it outside. Oh.
I wrote the company. Ooh. I bawled them out. And they wrote back saying they had sent it. And I wrote back saying I never got it. And they refunded my money and apologized.
Well, I can't help it. I never saw this box before in my life. And if Aunt Maggie didn't answer the door and Debbie didn't...
No, I certainly didn't. And if I had, why would I put it in the back of the closet?
Right.
Oh, Mother, don't open the box up in the house.
No.
It smells bad enough now.
I guess so. Honestly, and it was so expensive. We wanted to have this special treat for your party, this heavenly smoked salmon.
Mm, certainly not heavenly now.
No.
My goodness. Ooh. Well, anyway, he got his money back.
Yes, but he got the salmon. Oh. But who would have received it and put it way back in the back of the closet?
I did.
What?
What?
I did. You said to me, if any packages come, don't open them.
I meant Christmas packages. I certainly didn't mean the salmon.
The guy delivered the box, and I didn't even look at it. I just thought it was a Christmas present I wasn't supposed to open, so I just put it in the closet, and I guess it just got pushed in the back, and I forgot about it.
Well, I should think when a box arrived, you'd at least have looked to see where it was from.
Well, I didn't.
Yes, you did, but you couldn't read it. It's small print. The hall was dark, and you couldn't make it out, could you? You won't admit you need glasses.
I do not need glasses. I didn't even look at the box.
Mother, give it to me, will you? Let's get this smelly thing out of here. I've got a date tonight. I don't want Clark coming in and the whole place smelling of rotten fish. I'll put it back outside.
Why won't you admit you need glasses?
I do not need glasses, and I don't intend to discuss it. Now, come on, let's have dinner. I got to write to the seafood company tonight and explain what happened, and I do not need glasses.
Was somebody on the phone? The receiver's off the hook.
Oh, yes. Evie? Hello? You still there, Evie? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Smoked salmon. In the closet. Unrefrigerated for 3 weeks. I know. Yeah, these things do happen, but usually to us.
The Little Things in Life, with Peg Lynch and Bob Dryden, and Margaret Hamilton as Aunt Maggie, was written by Peg Lynch, directed by Warren Somerville, produced by Dick Cox and Peg Lynch, and has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. I'm Charles Woods. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.